Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I got to take a deep breath.
Welcome.
Well, A, you're an idiot. Just we got to set that straight.
Everybody knows this by now.
And there's other people that are really pissing me off.
Why?
Well, I planned on getting to it. I'm going to wait a minute or two.
You like to get it off your chest.
I do. You know,
you build it all up all week long, then you just get to like release yourself. This show's therapeutic for you.
No, it's really not. But I do feel so much better at 4:05 Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. We do have a pretty big guest in the second hour.
Okay.
His show name is Buck Dharma. He happens to be the lead singer of Blue Oyster Cult.
Okay.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh, I feel like we've talked to them before.
Godzilla. Well, you'd be wrong. All right. Burning for You.
Really?
I mean, come on.
Blue Oyster.
You know, I hate the word legend and legendary. Those songs are legendary. Legendary. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to getting some things off my chest.
Okay. Let's get to them.
First and foremost, free agency has kicked off.
Yes.
A lot of players changing locations.
We have a new quarterback in Tampa.
Supposedly, allegedly, I'm very excited about Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield coming to be a Buck.
I like that. I believe he was fairly inexpensive at almost $9 million a year. Imagine that. Inexpensive. We're going to take a flyer on a $9 million a year. But the guy has heart. Yeah. You know, you may not like him as a person. You may not like his performance, you know, whether it was lack of, he didn't mesh, they didn't mesh, whatever. That's inside locker room crap.
Yeah.
I like his desire to win. I like that he's played hurt. He appears to really care. Hopefully, I'll be able to get to talk to him and find out.
And from a business decision, he's going to sell tickets. So they'll recoup some of that $9 million because of jersey sales. And
he'll sell some. You know, I think it's going to matter whether he produces.
Right.
As to how much.
And look at Fitzmagic. I mean, he same thing.
You know, well,
he had more value in the people he could bring to the stadium.
You do know that he got kidnapped, right?
What?
Yeah, he did.
Got kidnapped?
Yeah, he wasn't playing for the Bucks. That was Conor McGregor.
Oh!
And they stuck him on stilts. And, you know, I was at that press conference where he came out basically dressed as Conor McGregor, which was pretty funny. Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets.
Yeah.
Following in his mentor's footsteps, yeah, Brett Favre.
Favre.
All right, let me get into it. I'm sure that he did it on purpose. I'm sure that he posted it to piss people off, including me. There is a local former Tampa Bay Buccaneer that lives in the greater Tampa, St. Petersburg area.
Okay.
Who loves to start crap.
Okay.
So he basically said that he was torn. He was torn. Who does Aaron Rodgers think he is? How entitled does Aaron Rodgers feel he is to give a list to the New York Jets of who he would like the Jets to go after?
Okay.
Then the second sentence was, since they're black players, I'm all for it.
Hmm. Well.
So I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Do you want me to take guesses?
Sure. And if you don't get it on the first guess, you are fired.
Do you have a football with his signature on it?
No.
Wow.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
He's been in your restaurant, I'm sure, numerous times. At least the old one. On 38th.
Really?
I believe he's worked at a...
Is it a cigar guy?
Yeah, he is a cigar guy.
Is he a guy that knows
Wawa
about,
guy?
Know about cupcakes?
Yeah, exactly. But that's all what right. He does. You know, he does that to start crap, to get me pissed off, to get people pissed off. I think that's his role in life. And it did. It pissed me off.
Yeah, but that's his job. That's what he does.
It's not his job.
That's what he does now.
It's not his job.
Yeah, he'll be a huge Baker Mayfield fan because he played for the same team.
Well, no, he'll hate Baker Mayfield because he no longer plays for Cleveland.
Ah.
You know, he's...
Well, aren't you a dog? Aren't you always the dog?
No.
Oh, no.
And speaking of which, Nacho Nunez leaves to go to the New York Football Giants. And some people are very upset. And what I posted, and I'm trying to get fanatics, which is fans,
for sure,
longhand. Most players, I don't care what they tell you, I don't care what they write, they don't care where they play.
As long as the check cashes.
what fans forget is it's just a job for them.
Right.
You know. Yeah. If
did it used to be more though? Did it used to be like once you were drafted by a city, that city embraced you and that became like your legacy? Because, you know, it's hard to have like a fleet of car dealerships for a quarterback if nobody knows that you played for them. You're only there for one season or two seasons. But if you go to Denver, John Elway is everywhere.
John Elway could have left and he'd still be everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think so? Tom Brady could have stayed in New England his entire career. And he could open up a car dealership.
Yeah, but it used to be like that was like your guy. Like
well,
if you were legendary in that town with that team and you did championships or you did something remarkable.
But hold on.
Then your marketing was like, hey, you got dealerships, you have franchises.
For every one that you can name, for every one Derek Brooks, who did try to leave, by the way, just could never, you know, find a perfect fit. For every one that didn't leave, I'm sure we can name two or three that did. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tell me, other than Derek Brooks and Mike Alstott, what players come to mind?
Rondé Barber.
Rondé Barber. All right.
But that was a different era. That's what I'm saying. Like, team, they used to stay put longer.
Well,
like,
free agency wasn't what it was back then.
Right.
I believe some people were calling it the S word. Because it was so difficult, you know, to move on. Warren Sapp leaving. John Lynch leaving. I mean, two Ring of Honor guys. Trying to think who else is up there.
I know Montana left, you know, like, and finished in Kansas
Emmett
City.
Emmett Smith.
Yeah. I mean, so I get it, at the end of your career. I think, I mean, but I think that was common. At the end of the career, you would go, if you could still play, if you still had an opportunity to play, and somebody would take a chance on you, you know, even though... Yeah, but I don't know. I just think it's different now. So it is
the opportunity is better.
It is more of a job now than it was back before, where it meant something more.
Well, back in the day, players didn't stay in town, so football would end late December, early January, whatever, and then they'd be gone until training camp. It wasn't until fairly recent that everything is year long, and this camp and that training and this and that. Tell me how many players still live in the Tampa Bay area. Active Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I would say more than you think. I would say half of them. I'd say 50%. I mean, who goes up north during the winter?
You're going to say more than I think, and I'm going to say less than you think.
Yeah, but if football ends for most people in December or, you know, early January because the playoffs are over and
they're
out of it.
Or just say February. Everything's done. Football's done.
But who's going north in January to, like, just hang out and live in Baltimore or, like, anywhere cold? It's 72 degrees out here, and I'm freezing.
March, April, May, they go back home. I mean, my good friend, Alex Kappa.
How about Arg?
No, he's not ours.
What about us?
He's not ours. No, there is no us.
I can see that because I didn't get invited to the Valspar this year.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I spoke to a big shot of the Frogman swim, and he told me a story, and we talked about Dana White and Hoyce Gracie.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a cool story. So Hoyce reached out to whoever this person was, high up the food chain, whatever.
Ken Bowen?
And asked. No, he's from the feast. He's not from the swim. This is from the swim.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
I thought they were all connected.
No, they're not. They're connected, but they're not.
God.
There's the swim. The feast is to raise money for the swim.
Ah.
Okay, so.
It's kind of like us.
Well, you're not involved, and I'm doing. Right.
I'm doing my thing. You do your thing. We kind of meet in the middle.
Yeah, we don't meet anywhere. It's 85.
Not anymore.
So what the guy said was that Hoyce Gracie reached out and asked if he could do the swim. And they talked about it and he said, absolutely, sure. And then, according to this gentleman, Dana White calls on a number that he said that he didn't recognize. So he took a shot. He answered the phone. It was Dana White. He goes, no, it's not. He goes, yeah, this is Dana White. I have some questions. Can we send X to come kind of film, you know, Hoist Gracie? And according to the gentleman who's involved with what was it called? Frogman?
Yeah, Frogman.
Okay. Please. That, you know, it's not a skeptical.
A spectacle.
A spectacle. He was wearing specs at the time when he said that. You know, this is for, you know, fallen heroes. This is, you know, this is what this is about. And they asked if they could send X amount of people. And the guy said, you know, I'll go to our board. I'll ask. I'll see what they say. Called back the next day and said, I can allow three people because this is about something different. So he said that then he got a phone call, X amount of days, whatever, of some production company pretty much demanding 25 spots. And he said, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. This isn't, well, do you know who Hoist Gracie is? They pulled that card. The production company.
Okay.
And he goes, I don't care who it is. You know, no. And then according to him, Dana called and apologized. This wasn't from Dana. This wasn't from the UFC. It was people trying to get a job done. But Dana, you know, said, we agreed to three. That's what it'll be. Because again, it's for what this is, and it's raising money for fallen and our heroes, you know, that were killed in action. And they were not going to let more than three people out there, whether it was to film or participate. But the guy's like, yeah, I was all cool with Hoist being involved. But I can't have, you know, 67 cameras and this, that, and the other. So that was kind of a funny story since, what was his name? Griswold. What was Griswold's first name? You know the movie.
I
never saw it.
National Lampoon?
Yeah, I never saw the movie.
Walt?
Was it Walt?
Something like that.
I don't know. Well, Mr. Griswold just walked in wearing frogman
But the question I have after that story you shared with us.
Luckily, it's break time. So save your question. I'm turning you down. You're down. You're off. We'll bring it back when we return. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I can hardly wait what his question is going to be. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25 plus obstacles and over a 3.1 mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, one free beer, of legal age of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. What's any specials on Friday? St. Patty, nothing?
Nah, I'll be in the Bare Knuckle. I'll be down in Delray Beach,
oh,
Red Corner.
Cool.
Got a job to do, Randy Harris.
Cool. All right. More importantly, let's talk about some good stuff.
What are you going to talk about?
Tomorrow's Rondé Barber. Ooh. Big Rondé Barber Day out at the Valspar.
Okay.
Wear your 20 jersey. Yeah. Not 20 jerseys. A number 20 jersey. I talked to Rondé's wife.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I know how much you guys wanted Rondé to go in the class of 2020.
Right.
You know, for obvious reasons. And you know what she said? You know what 23 is?
No.
This is the year, 23.
Right.
Right? 2023.
Right.
20 years ago, the Bucks won the Super Bowl. So it's still a 20 tie.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense.
All right. So
you can kind of work numbers anywhere you want to.
Of course. It's my heritage. What's your stupid question?
Speaking of numbers, when President Trump called Dana White on his cell phone.
Yeah.
And all the numbers came up like all zeros.
Right.
Right. The question is, when Dana White calls people, what number comes up? Is it all, does he get like a code? Is it all zeros and then one?
No.
Oh. You would think that the president of the UFC would have, ties to the president of the United States and get a special number.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Because I want number two.
Well, he would be all sevens because it's Vegas.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right? Could you imagine having like 702-777-7777? That's yeah. Like a taxi.
Yeah. Right, every time. Well, I get calls all night long for like a ride.
I have seen 777-777-7777.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, phone numbers meant something because you had to memorize them. You know, now nobody has numbers memorized. Do you know any numbers in your phone, Randy? If right now, if you went to jail and you got one phone call and you can't use your cell phone, could you call anyone other than Tour de Pizza?
Well, I couldn't call Tour de Pizza.
898-5555.
I wouldn't know that. I could call Sean.
You know Sean's
that's
number
the
by
only,
heart?
That's the only number I know.
Really?
So, you know, I could call my house number, but my mom probably would never hear the phone ring. So that wouldn't work. I think Sean is the only number I know by heart.
Really?
Yeah. You know, my daughter and my wife's have changed their numbers.
Yep.
So, can I be honest? Yeah. And my wife says, why do you tell these stories? And my response is, I don't care.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care what people think of me.
That's true.
I really don't. I can't tell you what year my kids were born.
What? You serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know when your kids were born?
I do not. I don't know what year.
No way.
I don't know what year.
You only have two kids.
That's true. Couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you.
Wow.
So no, of course, I'm not going to know phone numbers if I don't know birth years.
Oh my God. I'm shocked right now.
I only
because family is important to you.
It's very important.
Like you're one of those guys that like family first and like everything else is second.
Family first and only.
Blood is thicker than everything. Like, you know, that's why I'm not in the circle of trust.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, not because I haven't earned my spot. It's just
you haven't.
I'm not family. Yeah. You know, not blood.
It's both.
But like,
you haven't earned it, and you're not family.
For you not to know the years.
Why does that mean anything?
You should know.
Okay.
I mean, there's not like forms on the IRS when you like fill out taxes, like
no
deductions or
well, maybe when they were a deduction.
Well, they're not still deductions.
No, they're not. not legally with the IRS. They're still deductions. I'm still paying out, but
oh man, yeah. At least I know my kid's birthday. Well, it was recent. It's only been 10 years. Like I
haven't. Yeah, see.
So my memory's still good.
Well, see, if I knew it was 10 years, I could tell you what year. Right. Right. Again, I'm good with numbers. I could subtract and add and all that kind of stuff. Big Saturday night, or is it Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, UFC.
UFC.
Usman going to get his title back.
And I think he is. And I normally don't make predictions. But I think this is, yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
You think so?
Fairly easily.
Do you think it's going to be quick? Like he's going to make a statement?
I don't know necessarily if it's going to be quick, but. You know how he dominated the last one,
right?
I just think, you know, it's like you get complacent, you know, and it's not the same. But you know, I used to play in a very competitive softball team. I think we went years without a loss,
right?
And we didn't even try. And then once you get beat,
then you're like, oh, I got to try. Like,
now I'm trying,
right? Well, I mean, we've seen it play out. Amanda Nunes had the loss to Juliana, and then she came back with a vengeance.
That's a different loss, though. You know, just, I don't think it's the same. I think with Kamaru, I don't want to say that he laxed off at the end, but Richmond, same kind of thing. You know, he just had a brain fart. He just, right. You know, he jumped in too quick, and look what happened. And I think both of that, typically what's going to happen is it's now going to change both of them for the rest of their career. Once you get knocked out, and I'm not saying Mike has before, I don't know, you tend to fight differently.
Yeah. Well, we saw it with Ronda Rousey. I mean, ever since the Holly Holm head kick, she was never really the same fighter. You know, it changes you. It's, you know, when you go through that experience or when your expectation and your dominance is so great for so long and the standard's so high and then that shock to the world, you know, that's hard to overcome.
Yeah. You're not expecting it. And you should
expect it. We saw with Shevchenko. Shevchenko just, you know, like the longer the fight went on, the more level the playing field got. And she waited for opportunity. And now a girl that we don't even know her name from Mexico is now the champion of the world.
You know, the thing about that is, and we always talk about, you know, do you watch film? And, you know, they all say yes. And what are they watching? You know, what are they looking for? That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
They were waiting for that.
Sure. Because if you do a certain technique, and you have a tendency, if that's what you do, then there's a way you can time it.
I'm looking forward to watching Kamaru. You know, we haven't heard much from him.
Yeah, that means he's either secret, like you know, focused, hyper-focused, you know, hyper-focused.
Do you like when Trevor Whitman has more than one fighter on the card? I mean, he has main and co-main.
Yeah.
You know, it's... And I know that he's dedicated time for both and Rose and whatever. But, I mean, does that bother you at all? Should it be not on the same card?
I think it makes sense in combat sports. I mean, from the tournaments on Saturdays in Taekwondo, you have one sensei, one master, and all of his students fight. And so I think it's just part of the martial art community. And we got, you know... So it's just efficient, you know. You might as well have multiple fighters on the same event if you're going to spend the weekend in another city, you're going to travel, you're going to go through fight camp, you're going to do all of it. You might as well have multiple fighters on the card.
Just need to win them all.
Right. Because then they'll say your energy wasn't directed just to them. You didn't
perception.
Get enough time.
But
at that level, do you really need to be handheld? I mean, at what point do you say, I'm a professional, this is my job? Yes, my coach is there for moral support, for corner, because I trust their view during the combat of sport. They're going to give me adjustments mid-round so that I can make the proper adjustments. But do you really need them to hold your hand all week long or for media day?
Well, no, you probably don't even want that. I mean, you don't need it. You don't want it. But you need full attention when there's training, and there's plenty of times.
But wouldn't you just need it for the fight? Like, once the bell rings... You're in the fight. You come back for the second round. That's when he goes to work. Like, hey, look, you're keeping your chin exposed, you're not dropping your hand fast enough, or you're not circling right. Yeah, that's what they're there for.
Or how about not drop your hand at all?
Or not drop your hand at all. That's always a good one.
That is a good one. All right, let's go ahead a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Brandon Silvera from Nashville Star, and you're listening to Talking Sport with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25-plus obstacles and over a 3.1-mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at RuggedManiac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, 1 free beer, of legal age, of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at RuggedManiac.com before it sells out. You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Leroy Glover from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You're back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza. Welcome back to the show, Randy. Feel good? You got the first segment out of the way. Got good stuff off your chest.
Thanks for paying attention. We've got 2 segments out of the way.
I was giving the benefit of the
six
doubt.
To go.
I'm not good with numbers like you are.
6 more segments with you. I don't know how I'm going to get through.
At least I know my kids' birthdays. So I'm
feeling like I know the birthdays.
Or what year they're born. I feel like I'm winning today. I feel like I'm...
Well, I'm losing by just looking at that computer, I'll tell you what. You're loyal to all the wrong people.
That's not true.
It is true.
I'm way too loyal to you.
Who said anything about me?
I made you a burger. And you came in on the right time. Like, you came in on the literally the first order after I changed the fryer
I know.
Oil.
I'm aware of that.
So you got the best of the best.
I'm aware of that. But you would think, after you've traveled with someone, that you would know their tendencies and what they like and what they dislike.
What, with the onions?
I didn't even see any onions.
Onions on
but I saw green peppers.
No, those are jalapenos.
They
were cooked in.
They were really pretty good, though.
I sauteed them.
It was pretty good.
So I cooked them
in. And I don't like green peppers.
I know that.
Okay.
But the jalapenos, I know you love.
And then I felt really bad because she had three really nice looking tomato slices.
Yeah.
I don't eat tomatoes either.
Yeah, but that was.
But I ate them.
But I'll be honest. I took a photo of your meal.
You should.
To put it on to like the Facebook, and I had to dress it up to make it look colorful because that's how I'm going to serve it to other people with the pickle spear and the.
Yep.
It was nice.
Those three tomatoes, they were pretty tomatoes.
They looked good.
And yeah, I ate all three because I felt like I couldn't toss them like I would at a real restaurant.
Yeah, but what other things do you like to be first in line at in life? Is there anything? I mean, obviously, first to get a fresh fryer, oil, French crisp, like French fries.
Doctor's office.
You like to be first?
I will only go if I'm first.
Really?
Yeah.
First appointment of the day?
And they lie to you. Oh, yeah, you're first. And then you get there and there's six people in front of you.
Their eyes.
I learned, and I won't say their names, but my son was in a tragic accident many, many years ago. Went to the, got stitched up and whatever out in New Hampshire. Came here. We had to go to some eye doctors. And this eye doctor said, let me give you a piece of advice. Always be my first appointment. Always. And we didn't understand why until we got in there. This guy talked more than I do.
Oh, Lord.
So if you're in there for the 8 o'clock, yeah. You're there till 8:45.
Wow.
Okay. Easy. Yeah. Easy. If you have the 8:15, you're not in until 9:30. If you have the 8:30, you might get in by 10:15. Mm. If you go in the afternoon, not good. No bueno. So one day we were there and we were into the second lobby. So, you know, they bring you from the lobby that's outside into the back lobby. And it was like a last minute. He needed something. It had to do with his eyes. So we're sitting there, and it was like mid-afternoon, and he walked by and saw us, looked at us, looked at the list. You know how they have, like, folders down the wall? Yep. Saw where we were and pulled it out and put us at the top.
Wow.
So we were the next ones in.
Got that.
But
presidential treatment.
The doctors, dentists. Always.
What about tickets? Like, is that a thing anymore because of digitalization? Like, it used to be Ticketmaster. You had to go and wait in line and get there overnight. And
I did that.
Now you can do everything from the phone and through an app.
I remember I spent the night at a place on 34th Street across from where there used to be the mall on Park Boulevard. I camped out overnight to get Alabama tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And I'm arguing with somebody right now because Alabama's coming to town. And I made the comment that
it's not Alabama.
It's not Alabama. They're down a man. So somebody responded, they're down two men. I said, no, they're down one. And we started to argue.
Because the drummer doesn't count.
Yeah, the drummer doesn't count.
He's a studio drummer.
Exactly.
There was never four. See, I learned something over the years in this program.
Because I have said that.
See, that's a trivia question. That's obscure knowledge about a band I don't know anything about. That I can use at some point in my life, I hope.
I just got a text. Ed's hungry. Can you bring him a pizza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Let's get it. Are you going to deliver it for me?
No, you are.
I'll make it. You deliver it.
No, I'll make it. You deliver it.
If you're wearing that fancy jacket, you got to deliver it. People need to see that.
Yeah. It's a jacket I acquired at the PGA Golf Show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Where's mine?
I don't know.
Man. I get left out. I don't feel like I'm in the circle of trust anymore. I feel like I'm
anymore?
I feel like me and Walt Harris are on the outside.
Well, Walt's not. I spoke to Walt at the UFC.
Did you?
Via text. Like, you know, he responded after I already left. I think he waited to watch me leave and then responded, yeah, I'm here. What's up? I saw him in the front row because he was training with John Jones.
Sure.
So, well, I mean, you can re-enter the circle of trust. We're going to the NCAA basketball tournament tomorrow.
So you're going to want me to throw the veterans aside, not do the veterans event that I committed to. To go to watch Duke play basketball.
You knew about the NCAA's weeks ago.
Oh, man.
It just, again, you got to worm your way back in.
How many veterans can I take to the basketball game? Maybe I can, like, do what the production company demanded, Dana. Like, I'm bringing 25 people with me. Well, I'm not coming.
I guess you're not coming.
How come I don't have that kind of power? Like, I'm a president of my own company.
Which means nothing. I'm a president of my company.
I could be Dana. I could demand things. I'm going to just start demanding things when I go places.
Like, wait a second. And I don't want to get sidetracked. But you do a lot of demands just because you're carrying a pizza.
Well, those are I do.
You are the first person I've ever known that has wormed their way into Russell Peters' dressing room.
You can't say the word worm. That makes me look like I'm like fake. Like, I just, here's the thing. It's common sense. If I have 10
the box
pizzas,
was empty. There was no pizza in the box.
True. But if I hold 10 pizzas in my hand and I can't open the door, people just open it for you. Now, for them to ask me to put the pizzas on the ground, to look for credentials, to ask for ID, they're not going to do it. They're just going to assume that if you show up with 10 pizzas, you belong wherever you're going.
It has gotten you in everywhere.
And I demand, I'm like, I walk in places and I'm like, 20 on pump 3. And they do it. And I haven't been kicked out of Wawa's yet.
Well, that's because he's not there anymore. He's causing more hate.
What else is it good to be first at?
Let me think. I mean, I would go with doctors first. You know, if you could be first to buy a concert ticket, that would be great. The only problem is, even if you're first, all the scalpers have already got theirs.
Well, the promotion company get most of them, right? They're blocked off.
Sure, sure. Whatever you want to believe.
Like radio stations like us. So we get like backstage and then like front row.
Yeah, sure.
Have you heard that? I don't know if it's actually true or not. It could be an urban.
Yeah, make it up.
But apparently 50 Cent, and his, you know, because he likes to troll people, and apparently he bought like the first 200 tickets of a Ja Rule concert and just bought them and kept them vacant so there's no one in the front rows just to troll them just because.
I was flipping channels. I don't remember one. I don't sleep well. And it's those guys that I don't like, the Impractical Jokers.
You don't like those?
I don't.
Really?
The one dude's laugh just, so. I can't watch it.
Murr.
And the first time I saw him, we were on a cruise. And when you're on a cruise, there's very limited TV.
There is.
So
it's like six channels and half of them are like watching the water.
And three are in Japanese. Right. So now your Impractical Jokers are nothing. And so I watched it. There was a couple funny things. I know they've done some funny stuff, but just the obnoxious laugh just drove me crazy. So they were telling a story. Was it Spider-Man? It might have been when Spider-Man came out. They went and they rented out an entire theater.
Okay.
But they could only do them 10 seats at a time, he said. So the four of them were buying up seats, buying up seats, buying up seats. When they get to the theater, there's a dude in the front row. They didn't buy that one seat.
Oh, really?
It's the only seat, right? They owned, and he went and he said something, hey, we have the whole thing, you know, come join us, whatever. And he's like, how did that happen? Well, one of them didn't remember and forgot to buy that final seat.
Wow.
So they bought out the, you know, the whole theater. What else would be first? I don't know. That's it. What else is there? What else do you get in line for?
Well, you don't want to be first in your, like, relationship with your wife. You know, you don't want to be like second or third.
You are. You speak like from knowledge.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think everybody wants to be first in a relationship.
That's so stupid. You are a complete moron.
Why?
Because that's dumb.
Well, common sense. Everybody wants to be number one.
You said get in line. I mean, it's.
Well, there's probably people lined up for my wife. She's a great wife.
She's awesome.
She's from Brazil. She's amazing.
Well, there's some downsides to that. She's from Brazil.
What's wrong with Brazil? I mean, Tom Brady got away, but I'm still trapped.
What else would be to get in a line for? When a limited edition something comes out, I don't know.
The collectibles.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, like whether it's the Funko or whatever, they only have a limited amount. And shoes, first in line when the vintage shoes come out, I guess, because I would get them and then take them down to my nephew at Curated Heat and let him sell them down there on Central Avenue.
About like first in line going to church every week.
Yeah, sure.
What, you don't got a problem with church now?
No, not now.
Ever?
Ever.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think you need to be.
You want to be first in line for the communion so you don't drink after everybody else and get COVID.
No, I want to be last.
Why?
So when the line starts, I can sneak out the back door and leave.
Would you want to drink from the community cup first?
I would never drink out of
it. All they do is they just wipe it with a towel and then COVID.
I would never drink after somebody else has drank, ever.
I can't do it. I go to the services and I see people get in line and do that stuff. I just don't. I don't know. I'm not a germaphobe per se because I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and that's the nastiest thing you can do.
When have you done it?
Well,
it was probably, when was the most recent time?
Probably when your son was born.
Yeah,
like that year. But no, like if you share sweat and blood and tear and hair and everything else with, you know, in martial arts, you can't be a germaphobe and do martial arts, right? So that's kind of, but I just couldn't drink after another cup that's been a community thing. I don't know. It's just weird for me, even though it's stamped by religion and it's like, okay.
Okay, I'm just ignoring you.
What else to be first and last?
I don't know.
Do you like to be on a plane first, or do you wait till everybody loads their butt luggage and gets all their stuff out of your way, and then you can just walk in, throw your thing overhead, and sit down?
Well, the problem with that is you can't, because there's so many people that do get on first. That's good. I want to be first on Southwest Airlines, because then you get the bulkhead, get the little extra legroom.
Is Southwest one where they don't have assigned seats?
Correct.
So you can just pick whatever you want?
Correct.
See, I got bumped on a flight. And they're like, I was like, I don't have a seat number. And they're like, yeah, no dummy. And I was like, okay. I had no idea what to do.
Well, Southwest is the only one that I know of. Now, the cheap airlines, which I've been flying a lot to Vegas, Frontier and Spirit, you it's a cheaper seat if you don't get a seat.
Yeah.
And you just stand in the bathroom with 42 other people.
Well, I was sitting on the pilot's lap, and apparently that was frowned upon. So there's an alert on my name now. So I may just have to show up at the airport with a stack of pizza so they don't ask for ID.
Yeah, but you can't bring you can bring food. You can't bring drink. You can't bring liquid.
Yeah, no more than 3 ounces, I think.
Right.
But you can bring food on the plane?
Yeah, you can bring food.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I bring a pizza... You can bring a pizza.
Absolutely.
Really?
I bring a deli. I literally go to wherever.
You just can't bring food internationally, like fruits and things. Because like when I go to Brazil, they're like, if you have any fruit.
You can't bring food. That here. I don't know if you can bring. It's Brazil. You could take anything there.
It's disrespectful. Why would you say that? But speaking
before
of,
you go to Brazil, you go to Orlando and buy those suitcases.
Right, to fill it up with things that you can't bring back.
Well, I knew somebody that would go to... Salvation Army, those types of stores, Marshalls, and they would buy tap out shirts.
Yeah.
They'd buy UFC shirts
for sure
for like $4 and go down and sell them for 652 reals.
No, it's crazy. Michael Kors watches were the same thing years ago. And then supplement wise, DHEA is like just a supplement you can buy at Walmart for like $7. It's illegal in Brazil. So you bring that down to the bodybuilders in Brazil. And, like, you could sell for hundreds.
Hold on a second. Let me get this picture. So, there's an illegal product in Brazil.
That's illegal in Brazil.
And you're going to illegally bring this illegal substance to Brazil.
It's not illegal here.
But it's illegal in Brazil.
America. Yeah, because I bought it here and I just took it with me.
It doesn't work that way.
That's what I use.
All right. You and what's her name?
Which one?
That embarrassment basketball player?
Oh, Brittany Griner.
Yeah. So, yeah. You and Griner are going to share a cell together.
All right. I mean, it's going to be roomy. I mean, she's taller than I am. So at least there's going to be my pet.
Well, no, the problem is she is taller than you. So she's going to take up a lot of the room.
It's true.
You don't really think that it would be okay to take an illegal substance that's legal here to a foreign country.
If it's legal here.
Did you ever watch, what was it, Midnight Run, Midnight Express, one of those midnights?
No.
Where the dude was, now granted, it was illegal. He was trying to bring drugs and ended up going to prison and broke out.
Well, how do you know the laws in all the different countries?
Here's the thing, moron.
Because we're Americans, and if it's good here, it's good everywhere.
Here's the thing, moron. It's up to you to know the rules.
No.
What?
Really?
It's just like every state.
But we're Americans.
It don't mean
we
nothing.
We get to do what we want.
You're an idiot.
Speaking of America, you know...
Styles, calm down. You're starting to tick me off again.
You know what the power of America is, though? My brother and sister-in-law are on a cruise ship. They're in Dubai right now, today. And they went over to the coast of Saudi Arabia.
Is this a quick story?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia, they can't even have alcohol visible on the boat offshore of Saudi Arabia. That they had to take all the liquor down, all the wine glasses down to even approach the Saudi Arabian coast. Then you have to ask special permission for a visa to go into Saudi Arabia. And most, if not all, of the passengers got denied access to Saudi Arabia on this cruise ship. Except my sister and my brother-in-law, because they brought their American passports. And so because they have their American visas and American passports, they get in. So they're in Saudi Arabia right now, but they're Brazilian.
Can I get their names?
Because they're no, you cannot.
I'm calling the country.
No way.
Why would a foreigner have an American passport?
Well, you have dual citizenship. Like, we can't. We have to denounce ours. So I can't. My wife and my kids both are dual citizens. They're citizens of America. They're also citizens of Brazil.
I'm against that.
I, as an American, in order to become a Brazilian national, I have to denounce my U.S. citizenship to become Brazilian. So I can't have dual. If you're born in America, you can't have dual.
I know someone who has three citizenships.
Okay.
Tell me how he pulled this one off. But he does.
I don't know.
He's Canadian.
Okay.
He was a homeless Canadian.
Okay.
Joined the military in the U.S.
Okay.
Was a Marine. One of my favorite co-hosts, by the way. Then married a Japanese girl.
Okay.
And moved with her to Japan. They're since divorced. But he is a citizen of Japan, the States, and Canada.
Wow.
I don't know. I would denounce Canada in a heartbeat.
Why would you denounce Canada? What's wrong with Canada?
It's cold.
Well, it's cold here today.
It is a little nippy. It definitely is a little nippy.
Would you have, if you could have another citizenship of any other nation, I mean, obviously you're wearing an American flag jacket.
I'm not wearing an American flag jacket because that's illegal.
Disrespectfully wearing.
It's when you take an American flag and make something out of it. This is a flag pattern. This is not, one of the biggest military next to me is the frog next to the two of us. He'll let you know if it's disrespectful.
Is that a disrespectful American flag you see?
It is not the American flag.
More than 13 stripes?
Right. Well, you know, that's the case like at Disney. Disney changes, they don't have official flags. Whether it's the stripes, whether it's the stars, that way they can leave them out 24/7.
Oh, so you just like leave one star off and it's not a, this,
the it's not a flag. Exactly.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right.
Cool.
Right. I would say it would be very disrespectful to wear. That's why I'm adamant about when people wear a flag, American flag, German flag, I don't care what flag, as a cape, you know, when they walk to and from a cage.
Because those are regulation flags. They're real
that is
flags,
a flag.
Right.
Right. Now, they may not even all be regulation flags, to be honest. You know, because if you change the size, it's not a flag.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a lot of people that do believe, you know, wearing something like this. And it's not a flag. It's just a pattern similar to the flag. It's not.
Oh, it's a loudmouth jacket?
Of course it is.
Oh, you're holding out on the good stuff.
I've had this for years.
Man, I got a laptop bag, and you know, you get the good stuff. I got a laptop bag.
I gave you a laptop bag, and then you're showing that laptop, so you're on double. It's not even secret probation anymore.
Got the laptop for free yesterday.
Good.
The operation system was down. There was a flashing folder with a question mark. They said that it wouldn't work. I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. Spent 3 hours on YouTube watching videos on how to jumpstart it and get back into operation or don't read.
So who gave it to you? Because obviously it was the porn that blew up the computer.
Well, the keys are a little sticky. But I got a solution, a cleaner.
Well, as long as you got it done.
But you didn't answer the question. If what country would you trade in your American citizenship?
No, I wouldn't. As much
all
as
right, fine. As, I tried as, to bait you.
Yeah, no. As much as I'm embarrassed at this country, I still wouldn't.
So what country would you be a dual citizenship holder of? If you could have one other nationality in addition to the America you defended on the battleship, the Saratoga.
You're an idiot. At least it wasn't Noah's Ark. I wouldn't want any. I don't know. You know, I would have to do research to see what you get for having, you know, citizenship. Like, does it come with...
this isn't a Disney membership package. It's not a cruise ship.
Well, no, then there's no country.
You're looking for just the benefits, like, oh, if I'm Scandinavian, right. I get a discount on furniture.
Right. At IKEA. Well, that would be Sweden, but I spoke to Mickey D, by the way, on Monday.
Oh, how's he doing?
He's doing good. They'll be over here shortly, and then they head to South America, but we hooked up a Zoom call with Mike Allstott and Mickey D at the Scorpions.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so... Got them set up for the next time.
If you're a dual citizen of Brazil, you could stay in your own home, in your own home country, when the Scorpions play there next month.
It is next month, and we are trying to figure out what we're doing. We're still in limbo.
Oh, did you say we? I like it.
Well, not you.
I'm going.
You're not going.
I don't care about the Valspar. There's no one there that I didn't already know. But if you know what? Honestly, if I would have gone Monday, if you would have posted that celebrity list the night before, and I would have seen one name that I... A, didn't know, or B, wanted to meet, I would have certainly gone to the Valspar.
Well, the funny thing is, you were not invited to the Valspar.
I'm never invited. I just show up with pizzas and they let me eat.
And you're not invited on this Scorpion Kiss Deep Purple concert.
That's blasphemy. Don't say hurtful things on the radio. Mental health is a serious issue in this country, and I feel hurt.
Well, and I see what you're doing to me with the computer, and it goes.
Well, I can't see it. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just, and I told you privately, and I'm going to tell you in front of one of our producers, our other producer is not here right now, that when our producers are filming, that computer will not be on the table.
Did you see the comment I made on Steve's post on this bounce bar?
No, I don't follow you.
What? I posted a picture of the flag
stick. I literally block every post you do.
As a yellow flag stick, and it looked like Steve Lanai. I was like, oh, it's good to see Steve working the courses this week at the Valspar.
We got a lot of interviews. We talked to a lot of athletes. It was cool. Adam Humphreys. We talked to him. We talked to, that's Adam Hunter.
Oh, same thing.
We talked to Rondé, Derek, Warwick Dunn. I had a long talk with Warwick Dunn.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing really good.
Building houses still?
Doing a lot of community. I offered your help.
Okay.
So that's, I didn't say we, I just offered you.
I'll do it. I think it's a great cause what he does. Like,
we talked to Sterling Sharp.
Sterling, I could help. I could help Sterling. He looks like he hasn't worked out since the NFL days.
Who said he worked out 10?
He needs help. Like, he did not look. I saw that picture pop up. I'm like, oh, man.
He's a large man.
How do you go from a professional athlete to like that? Like, you just don't care? Just give up?
In case he's listening, I don't know.
Actually, that happened. I had a Bengals. He played for Alabama. He was a special team for punt guy. Came to my house, and I made a comment about his body. I'm like,
I still think that's creepy.
You're jacked.
That dude show up at your house at all.
We had a house party. Yeah. And he's married to my wife's coworker. And I was like, dude, you're a beast, man. Where do you work out at? Where do you train? He's like, I'll never work out again. I'm like, what? He's like, I was working out when you were sleeping. Like, I was like, okay. He's like, I was working out when you were awake. I was working out when you were going to bed. And I'm like, okay. He's like, the NFL broke me. I'm like, oh. He's like, I'll never pick up another weight again. I'm forced to work out 2 days and 3 days. And then so I think if you are forced to do something against your will, you end up not wanting to ever do it again once you have freedom to.
It's kind of like this show. I'm forced to sit across from you.
It's not true. You get to sit across from me. It's all perspective, Randall.
Oh, okay.
Did anybody call you Randall other than me?
First of all, you don't. And you won't. And there is one person that I can think of.
Your mother.
No, Russell Peters. For some reason, really? Every time I see him, he's like, what's up, Randall? I'm like, where does that come from?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that I guess that's Russell's pet name for me, I guess. Hey, pet, come here. Let me rub the back of your head or something. I don't know. But no, he's the only one. Eric in Denver is going to be with my brother from another mother tonight, Eve Edwards.
Oh, nice.
The originator of my nickname. And he is going to ask him exactly what my nickname is.
Oh.
Because different people think it's different.
You have different nicknames for different people?
Well, it's the same name, but okay. People put an extra letter. Some people do, some people don't. So I think I know what he originally called me. And Eric in Denver is going to ask Eve Edwards tonight what my nickname is.
Okay.
And we'll see if, well, just like my kids' birth dates, if I'm right or if I'm wrong.
Nobody has a better nickname for you than mine for you. Do you know the Nacho Man, Randy Savage? The Nacho Man, Randy Harris?
That is
because it's food related. It's nachos.
It's so stupid.
You love nachos. And Macho Man Randy Savage was your boy. That was your guy. That's who you trained with. That's who you did your audition tape with for
Survivor.
Right? So that's a great tie-in nickname with the legend and then you.
It's pretty stupid. But coming from you, it's acceptable because it's stupid. It goes hand in hand.
Well, my job is to entertain people.
Well, then entertain. You're boring the hell out of me.
What do you want to talk about?
Fortunately, it's break. Oh, you got 30 seconds to entertain.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sing and dance. Do whatever you can.
I can't. I got to prepare.
I got one of those singing machines from the company, singing machine. So we have a whole karaoke system set up at the house.
All the swag and like gifts from all the sponsors. Like, where's my stuff? I got a laptop bag.
You got a laptop bag.
It was missing the handle. Like, the strap isn't even there. Like, you know, the comfortable one so I don't hurt my shoulder?
That's still not true. but I'm going to rent the singing machine out if you'd like to rent it. We can discuss rates during the top of the hour break, which we are at. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. Get rid of that computer, Ken Stapson. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.